This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director and the CEO of the Michigan Theater here for our weekly feature called Cinema Chat. It's a conversation about all things movies and Hollywood. Russ, welcome back from Park City, Utah.
It's good to be here. It's always good to go to Sundance. We also run a national conference for independent cinemas called the Art House Convergence, which is something that we do people around the world actually recognize the Michigan Theater for. But locally, people don't realize that we do that because
exactly. Obviously
this is a national conference for independent cinema.
But every year at Sundance, it is highlighted as to what's going on, and you're really driving forward a lot of what's going on in the independent industry.
Absolutely. So our conference takes place on Monday through Thursday, and then Sundance starts on Thursday. And it's funny because I can walk down the street and all these people that have been to the conference go, hey, Russ, so I feel like a movie star.
Well, how big is this? Just to give people an indication, one of the leading industry magazines is called Box Office, and the Art House Convergent is right there on the front cover.
Yeah, it's dedicated.
Featured throughout the magazine. So if you get an opportunity and you'd like to check it out, you can look that up at Box Office.
Box Office Magazine, absolutely. Well, Sundance always, like any major film festival, generates a lot of buzz about new films that are coming up. And the big news is a film by Nate Parker, who's an African-American actor and writer and director, and he stars and wrote and directed this film. It's called Birth of a Nation.
I'm sure that title was not an accident.
No. It's based on a racist but extremely important in terms of a film history context film by D.W. Griffith that was released a little over 100 years ago in 1915. And it was about vigilantes in the Civil War era, and again the content of it is very racist, but it created a feature length film for the first time, but it was one that was popularly received. And this film is about a slave revolt that took place with the very famous story of a slave revolt that took place at that particular era. And the irony of the title is very interesting as well. And Nate Parker has put this together about the Nat Turner slave revolt. He's praised for his putting the whole package together. He's extremely dedicated to it. And the record price was paid for the film, $17.5 million by Fox Searchlight, which is one of the great...
I hope that's an indication of the quality of this film. I can't wait to see it, and perhaps 100 years from now we'll be talking about this one as we are about D.W. Griffith's.
Absolutely, but in a more positive spin.
Yes.
Fox Searchlight released 12 Years a Slave, which was one of the key points that seemed like that they could handle the subject matter as well. So we'll look forward to seeing that released sometime later this year. Kenneth Lonergan's new film, Manchester by the Sea, was purchased by Amazon Studios on an online release, but it will also get a theatrical release.
Yeah, that was a $10 million price tag.
Not bad. And Netflix and Amazon were discussed quite a bit in terms of their being an alternative to the traditional distributors. And anyway, that's a complicated discussion. But essentially, Amazon is a gigantic business, not particularly a movie business, but they distribute a lot of different things from books to retail goods, and so they've decided that they're going to try their hand in the movie business, and they hired a very longtime expert, Ted Hope, in the field to try to get a little bit of theatrical release, but a lot of online release.
I'm very excited that a little bit of Sundance is coming to Ann Arbor next week.
Yes, The Lobster, which is a British film that was acclaimed at the Cannes Film Festival and the Toronto Film Festival and Sundance, so we're extremely happy to have this. It stars Colin Farrell, John C. Reilly and Rachel Weisz, as well as lots of other folks, and it's an absurdist British comedy. Beckett, or more particularly Monty Python. It's very odd. It's about this guy whose wife leaves him, and in this particular society at this particular point in time, you have to be part of a couple. If you aren't part of a couple, you can't participate in the society. So after his wife leaves him, he's assigned to a quote hotel for 45 days to find a mate.
And if you don't, you turn into an animal.
You choose which animal you get turned to. So anyway, it's very absurd, and it's like a, you know, a nightmare or a dream where everything makes perfect sense in the context of the movie or the dream. But when you think about
so
it,
so far
outside,
beyond
like,
reality. Yeah.
Wow, this is so, so like being John Malkovich or
love that movie. Too,
or,
yeah.
So anyway, The Lobster is going to have a one-time screening a week from today, 8 o'clock on February the 4th. There's going to be lots of fun things that happen in association with the screening. So
I'm sure we'll talk
tickets.
About more about that next week.
We sure will. So, but you can get your tickets in advance right now at mishtheater.org.
Academy Awards are coming up, and there's some Oscar opportunities downtown this week.
Yeah, well, this is actually Shorts Week at the Michigan Theater. So we have the Oscar-nominated shorts, the animated shorts, the short subject and as well as the short documentary films. And we have the Big Short and the Sundance Shorts all playing this week.
Now, the Big Short is getting a lot of attention.
Banks have conditioned us to trust them. What have we got from that? 25% interest rates on credit cards. They have screwed us on student loans that we can never get out from under.
No one is paying attention.
It's unbelievable.
We're going to make the big banks hurt.
How can the banks let this happen?
It's fueled by stupidity.
But that's not stupidity, that's fraud.
Tell me the difference between stupid and illegal and I'll have my wife's brother arrested.
Banks got greedy and we can profit off of their stupidity.
Do you have any idea what you're up against?
We have to act now.
The Big Short, of course, about the stock market crash in 2008, an interesting look at that whole process and what happened and what's still happening in many cases today.
And a great all-star cast, Christian Bale, Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Brad Pitt star in The Big Short, so go check that out. We have a lot of wonderful special films that are showing. The Korean Cinema Now series, How to Steal a Dog is the film. Much Ado About Nothing kicks off, directed by Joss Wheaton, kicks off our Shakespeare series, The Bard, film
Is this traditional or modernized or a combination?
It is the original text.
There you go.
Performed in a modern setting, and it is a really brilliant film. Joss Wheaton did a great job. So anyway, lots of great, great stuff to see. The Cinemagna series continues with Lone Wolf and Cub, The Sword of Vengeance, and opening at the multiplexes.
Yeah, some major studio releases.
Kung Fu Panda 3.
Traditional family fare.
Absolutely. The Finest Hour, which is a Coast Guard drama. Drama set in 1952.
The captain's gone, sir.
We got maybe 2-3 hours and then we sink.
What's this on the radio?
She's a tanker, split right in half.
Chief, pick yourself a crew and you assist that ship.
It's gonna be hurricane strength in an hour.
On the Coast Guard, they say you gotta go out. They don't say you gotta come back in.
Who's coming with me? Here we go!
No one's getting out of there in this weather.
It's your job to go out, right?
I promise you I'll come back.
Now every fella here wants to live. The only way that happens is if we work together.
It's a suicide mission.
Those men are gonna die unless we can reach them in time.
We got no idea where they are. That boat won't last. We all live or we all die.
Well, it certainly ramps up the blood pressure
That's
and the suspense,
right.
doesn't it? So but it's based on a true tale from 1952.
The Finest Hour stars Chris Pine, Casey Affleck, and Eric Bana, so we'll go check that out. Jane Got Her Gun stars Natalie Portman, who's threatened by a character played by Ewan McGregor, and she tries to save her
family.
I like
both of those actors a lot.
Yes, yeah. And then the Wayans brothers put together 50 Shades of Black.
They did all the scary movies, so it's very much a parody.
Yeah, it's
and
a
very
spoof
funny.
Of 50 Shades of Grey, so that should be a lot of fun. So we'll,
there is a lot to see, and we have a lot more to talk about next week upon your return, particularly the showing of Lobster next Thursday night.
That's right. Get your tickets at michigantheater.org, and it should be a lot of fun. We'll celebrate Sundance.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat, exclusively on 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, your community NPR station.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.